It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Thomas Horan was born in Dunkirk in 1839. Not much is known about his early life, only that he remained in the area until becoming an adult. At the age of 21, following the start of the Civil War, Horan enlisted in the Union Army on May 28, 1861, and was attached to Company E, 72nd New York Infantry. Horan served in the Union Army for the next 2 years, eventually being promoted to the rank of sergeant. On July 2, 1863, he and the rest of his company was present during the Battle of Gettysburg. During the fighting, Horan bravely led his regiment of Union soldiers in pushing back a group of Confederates from Florida, and Horan himself captured the regimental flag of the 8th Florida Volunteer Infantry. For his conduct and bravery in battle, he was later awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Horan continued to serve in the Union Army for much of the remainder of the war and was wounded at the Battle of the Wilderness on May 27, 1864. Following the war, he returned home and lived in the Dunkirk area the remainder of his life, dying on January 4, 1902, at the age of 62. A plaque in his memory was dedicated on May 27, 1979 in Dunkirk. It can be found on the back of the city's Civil War monument that now stands in Washington Park. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.